Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, good to have you with us on a Feel Good Football Friday. The Commanders and the Cowboys coming up Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Listen, we all know that this should be a mismatch, right? Should. But we all know that that's why you play the games. And just when you think you've got this league figured out and straightened up, it completely pulls the wool over your eyes. And we should all keep that in mind. That, again, just when you think, oh, well, this is an easy game. This is a game that they should win by 100. Screw the 10.5. The Sharks would tell you, off the coast of Cambodia, by the way, the Sharks would tell you that the Commanders should win by, I don't know, 17, 20, 23. They would tell you they got the side, they got the total, they got the inside information that you don't have. They know what's going to happen. They don't know, but they're going to tell you that. They're going to tell you that. Here's what I can tell you. I don't know what's going to happen either. I feel pretty good about this one for obvious reasons. I think the Cowboys stink. I think the Cowboys have, if they haven't quit, they've tapped out. I think you saw it all over their faces on Monday night against the Houston Texans late, those of you that were still watching that game. I think you saw all that you needed to see. That doesn't mean that they can't get off the ground and figure out a way to be competitive. That doesn't mean for sure the Commanders are going to win. But if we're being honest, if there's a game that you would think the Commanders should pretty easily win, Maybe you already thought that against Cleveland. Maybe you already thought that against Carolina. And ultimately, you were right. They won both of those games going away. This is a game that they should win and should win easily. Now, that being said, the Commanders come in off of a two-game losing streak in which their offense did not look great in either game. As I was reminded by Brian Mitchell, and it's right, they scored 27 points in the Steelers game. Now, I countered, said 7 points were a gift from the special teams blunder that Pittsburgh made. Otherwise, that wouldn't have been a thing. But I can't take it away from them. That was the reality. They scored 27 points. And none were 100% because of the defense. So they scored 27 points. Now, obviously, they did not do that, repeat that, in a worse performance against the Philadelphia Eagles. The one thing that I would say is in the Pittsburgh game, they had drops or non-catches. That wasn't as much of a problem, certainly, against Philadelphia. I'm not saying that everything was perfect, but it was clearly more a poor performance against Philadelphia. They've had a couple of extra days to prepare. They've had, more importantly, as I kept saying, extra time to rest and basically get a little bit of a mini bye weekend after playing 17 straight weeks of football. So again, while there are no guarantees and nobody knows exactly what's going to happen, including the Sharks, while nobody knows what's going to happen, you feel pretty good on paper going into this one, right? Logic and common sense would tell you, you feel pretty good. Now, let me give you a couple more reasons why you should feel pretty good, besides the fact that the Cowboys, again, have won three games all year.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And by the way, three of those games on the road. The Dallas Cowboys about this, that all three of their wins, and they haven't won a game since October 6th, came on the road at Cleveland, now a bad team. We didn't think that week one. They had won 11 games last year. Week one at Cleveland, destroyed them. Won by 33-17, won by 16 points. At the Giants, again, not a good team. Close win, 20-15. At Pittsburgh, good team, but still playing Justin Fields because Russell Wilson was hurt. 120-17. All three of their wins, all three. The Dallas Cowboys, all three of their wins have come on the road. Something to keep in mind. Something that's noteworthy because of how bad they've A, been at home, but B, more importantly, maybe they just simply play harder, play more effectively, play a little cleaner, play a little more comfortable on the road than they certainly do at home where they've been bombed. Keep that in mind. They've got three wins on the year. All three are on the road. But here's the reason why you should feel really good about the Commanders. And I'm sure many of you do already, but let me just color the picture a little bit more for you. What's Washington's strength on offense? If you could pick out one strength, their identity, their DNA, it's running the ball, right? It sure as hell ain't separation and explosion from the receivers. It's not Jaden Daniels throwing bomb after bomb after bomb. It's running the ball in a variety of different ways with a variety of different backs and the quarterback, obviously a big part of that, and the blocking on the perimeter edge and so on and so forth. That's what the Commanders are really good at. That's what the Commanders need to be really good at. That's what the Commanders need to major in because that's what makes the most sense. The Dallas Cowboys have averaged giving up 151 yards a game rushing. The NFL average is 120. That's 30, almost 31 yards per game. 31 yards per game rushing allowed over the league average. That's the league average. That's not a good defense. That's the league average. So against an elite defense, say, a Baltimore, Pittsburgh, what have you, it might be 50 or 60 above. Just using that as a to kind of paint the picture. So the Commanders, as we all know, when they have been at their very best, they have been a run-first team, they have been a run-heavy team, and no matter what the number nerds and the analytics amigos want to tell you about running the ball, taking longer, and this, that, and blah, 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 guess what? When your offense is not built to be explosive through the air, you better be able to run the football. And nobody, and I mean nobody, can say, this offense is built to be explosive through the air. Can they make explosive plays? From time to time, sure. We've seen it. Are they explosive by nature? Are they big chunk by nature? No. But the Cowboys, being as bad run defense as they are, and again, it's not the worst in the league, but as bad run defense as they are, 4.75 per play, the NFL average 4.42 per play. So they're significantly worse there. The Cowboys being bad in that area, and if you watch the game on Monday night and you saw Joe Mixon carve them up and run basically right through the middle of their line, this should be the ultra-heavy emphasis from the start, play one through play 60 or 65 or 70 or whatever amount of plays that it is. The Commanders should run in this game for over 150 yards. Should. You say, well, over 150 yards, they're only allowing. Again, that's against everybody. That's not just against better run offenses. That's against everybody. I wouldn't exactly call the Houston Texans a great run offense. Are they capable of being a good run offense? Absolutely. I wouldn't say they're great, right? Against Derrick Henry and the Baltimore Ravens, against earlier in the year, Alvin Kamara and the Saints, against San Francisco a couple of weeks, you know, like the Cowboys have given up too many yards, clearly, but maybe that number is a little bit lower because they haven't always gone up against a good or great running offense. So I think we start with that. That's our base, right? That's our DNA. That's our initial install, if you will. The fact of the matter is they should be able to run up the middle between Allegretti, Biadasz, and Cosme at will consistently against this team. Brian Robinson is back, Austin Eckler. You have, obviously, Jeremy McNichols. They say, again, Jaden Daniels is not injured. I could see a lot of read option keeper for Jaden Daniels. Around edge, I don't necessarily want to see quarterback power, but in the red zone, in the goal-to-goal situations, man, spread them out, four wide receivers, what have you. Thin out the box, boom. Jaden Daniels out of shotgun, out of pistol, quarterback draw, quarterback takeoff, quarterback jet, whatever you want to call it.